Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages. Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages. Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with a raw. I'm your host, Psychic Andy, a.k.a. Ro-Ro. Really good to have y'all here with us tonight. JoJo, my beautiful, beautiful blue-eyed Barbadian. How are you feeling?
Oh, me? I'm feeling grand. It's a grand old day. Wednesday.
Now, this is going to be a special episode. Our guest for the night was feeling under the weather. And then to top it all off, I believe both JoJo and I had some very close corona contact situation. So we both thought it was a good idea to not be in the same room because we were actually planning a first kind of all together streaming episode, which we were excited about. But due to the Rona, we thought is best not a good idea. I don't know about you, Josh, but I'm my close contact was a few days ago. So I feel like it would be around now that I would start feeling shitty. And I definitely had some of that psychosomatic, like,
oh, sure.
Am I feeling weird? Did you have any of that? But right now, knock wood, I'm okay. But we're going to do wellness shots in a little bit to make sure. But how are you feeling?
That's right. Oh, I'm fine. Turns out mine was actually a false alarm. But there was it was one of those like somebody else, like a nearby, but not a what do you call that? I don't know. A degree room.
Yeah, some Kevin Bacon shit.
Contact. So I'm all good, but I have all exactly. We call it Kevin Bacon's of COVID. So I had I'm fine. But I had all the psychosomatic stuff. I do every day, you know? Yeah. Always have a little bit of it. You just think you're going to get it at some point.
You got to. It's weird because this is what I'll tell you.
You got to get it.
All right, let's get into the vision board because I have a really, really, really big kind of interesting update for you. Okay, last week we did we went crazy with the poppy. Am I right, JoJo?
Oh, we did. We went hard with the poppy.
And where did that leave you feeling? How did you feel about the poppy?
I had digestive issues for several days following the poppy, and I cannot help but blame it on the poppy.
What? Are you serious? What kind of digestive issues?
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm so glad. Or why not? Let's get into it. This is the show. Let's see. The very next day I was like shitting water and I don't know if that's supposed to happen. And then I wasn't for the next like 3 days.
Oh, like
everything's back on track now. I feel like I was a little bit constipated, I guess.
Whoa.
After
so
that.
Is it
that,
did,
yeah, we're alive.
It did.
And it
did everything.
It cleared
to you.
The decks, I suppose. Mm. I don't know if it's supposed to do that, though.
As Randy said, shit water is not a beverage. Not a beverage indeed. Well, okay. Now, I feel like at the end of the episode, having not even known that, and now knowing what you went through, we were kind of like, fuck prebiotic sodas, right? We were kind of like, what do you want to do to Olipop?
Prebiotic, sure.
What do you want to do to Olipop?
I want to blow it up. We want to put it in the dumpster, the dumpster fire. That was I'd flush it at this point.
Okay.
If I'm being honest, what did you do to it?
Here's the update. I was with you and then something happened, JoJo. Something happened. Now, you might be asking yourself, what is this? And this is a shipping notification from Olipop.
Oh, God.
Now, I made a hasty decision, JoJo.
You did.
Uh-huh. I'm going to tell you why. I got seduced by the marketing campaign of Olipop. And let me show you something. Okay. Let me just show you something. Let's share a screen here. You guys ready for this? This is,
yeah,
I'll let it play and then we'll describe it for our podcast listeners, but I think they'll get it. But basically this is a promo for a new Olipop flavor. Here we go.
Oh my God.
Okay, basically, it's a bunch of cute kids, and they're handing a yellow can of Olipop with a minion on it, okay?
Yummy. It is awesome.
Am I gonna get a whole pack of this? This is ridiculous.
These kids are fucking stoked in this video.
They are.
Okay. So Olipop Gone Done did a collab with the new Minions Rise of Gru movie. Okay?
They did. They did. They even got the hit of the summer as the tune for it from the soundtrack. This is a full-on collabo.
Which will demonetize us on YouTube. So that's great. But
all right. Very good.
But here's the problem, JoJo. I got seduced by that video, and I was like, we've seen a lot of beverage moves over the years, and I was like, tip of the hat to Olipop, getting that minion collab. So what did I do? Just hasty, impulsive, I ordered a case of the banana cream, and I also,
oh my God,
and I also had to order the sampler, because I'm like, if we're getting the minion banana cream, if I'm doing an order, I might as well get the sampler, because in my mind, I was like, you know what? Poppy sucked, but you know what? Maybe Olipop is the real deal, and Poppy this, like, this wannabe just trying to ride the coattails. So that was the state I was in, but I've come down from it, JoJo. I already am feeling buyer's remorse.
I also, because you spent $70 on this?
$70. Now listen, I do this for everybody. I do this for everybody. I do this for the Bev heads, I do this for you, JoJo. But here's the thing. When I want to tell you how I experienced when I saw that video, because I was like, you know, it's a well done looking video.
Sure.
And I was like, oh shit, they're going for it. Like, there's real money behind this. That was my thought. When I pulled up the video today, I saw it only has 3,844 views. I would have thought this had like 3 million views. That was like, I was like prepared for Olipop was sweeping the nation with banana cream minions prebiotic soda. And I have a feeling now I have been fucking duped, right?
You have been duped. You were completely marketed to. Mm-hmm. You were played the fool. You're a rube. Mm-hmm. You've been conned.
Mm-hmm.
Duped.
Mm-hmm.
Hoodwinked.
Mm-hmm.
You and only, I'm going to say 3,740 something people, because I think you probably watched that more than once.
Oh,
you might have had it on repeat.
On repeat.
You got seduced by Diana Ross's dulcet tones.
Oh, yeah.
The grooves of Tame Impala.
Oh, yeah.
You were, and Minions. And the comedic sensibilities of the Minions.
Listen, it is
what's
crazy.
In the sampler?
I'm going to pull it up for you right now.
I cannot. But, for those who are listening to this, Roro has pulled up the invoice. These are $36 a case. And I'm guessing there's six in a thing. Or maybe
no, they're
12.
It is a 12-pack. And okay. I see Randy said, well, your kids drink it. I sure the fuck hope they like this Minion stuff. But also on the Olipop website.
Banana cream beverage?
Banana.
How are you feeling
soda.
About banana cream?
It's supposed to be good. That's all I can say. That's what they're telling me.
It's getting hits on the internet. I have seen that. But you got a discount. They gave
Oh, yeah. I found a discount. Here's a little tip for any of you. I did some searching. If you type in Sarah, S-A-R-A, that gets you, I don't know, what does that look, like? 15% off, maybe?
We couldn't even get them to set up a T-Bash. I asked them about a T-Bash Live promo code. We were denounced. Someone named Sarah got one.
Yeah, just Sarah did.
All you had to do was give them your email address. Is that it?
Yeah.
And your phone number?
I do think we're doing due diligence. And someone here in the comments said, Candace said, yes, we need to know if Olipop is better. Like, we sort of do need to know if Olipop is better. But I have a sinking feeling, JoJo, that this was a big mistake.
All right, what's in the sampler?
Let me pull up the sampler real quick before we move on. Sampler, we got cherry vanilla. Hold on, let me show you guys.
I'm sold on that. I'm such a pushover. I was immediately like, "Well, that sounds pretty good."
I can't zoom in more. Vintage cola, strawberry vanilla, yes. Classic root beer, yes. Orange squeeze, yes. Ginger lemon, yes. Cherry vanilla, yes. All of those sound pretty good. I do think there's stevia in these. And one other thing I wanted to say is I saw like an FAQ was sent to my email in preparation of getting these. And one of them's like, how many of these can I drink a day? And it's like, you should start with one a day.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Not evaluated by the FDA. That's my guess. Can you scroll up to the ingredients? Can we sneak a peek? Yeah.
Let me see if I can.
Carbonated water. Ooh, oh boy, Ollie Smart. They got a proprietary blend of prebiotics, which we all know, by the way, is diuretics.
How do you zoom in on Chrome? Do you know?
I don't. I think it's Apple Plus, I would guess. Cassava root fiber, chicory root. That'll get you going.
You're in it right there.
Isn't chicory also a poison? Look at that. All right. There we go.
Where are the... Okay. Nope, that's not really... Where are we? There we go.
Hold on a second. 32% of your daily fiber. Did you see that?
That's a lot of fiber for you. And I don't think I don't think Poppy had the fiber. This one will set you free, which is nice. Jerusalem artichoke inulin.
Oh, God.
These ingredients just look like... Here, JoJo, you want to read them real quick? Because you're going to pronounce and read these better than I would.
Carbonated water, Ollie Smart, which consists of cassava root fiber, chicory root inulin, Jerusalem artichoke inulin, Nepal cactus, calendula flower, kudzu root, marshmallow root, slippery elm bark. That was Andy's nickname before Psychic Andy. Lemon juice, apple juice concentrate, mandarin juice concentrate, ecto cooler, cassava root syrup, clementine juice concentrate, rose hip, I don't know this one. Acerola cherry, stevia leaf, Himalayan pink salt, natural orange flavor. And a shit ton of these have asterisks, which say extract. I think otherwise it would have been too long.
They're not messing around. And a lot of these, whatever the Ollie Smart is, it almost just looks like stuff that someone would have at like a stand at Burning Man. And that was like, I think you can eat this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of in the flow, no pun intended, because I think it kind of gets into our wellness shot territory. I said I didn't know how to say acerola cherry, but it's one of the things we're drinking.
Oh, no shortly. Kidding.
Yeah. So
Punisher Jess said rose hips cause me gastrointestinal distress, so it's a no-go for me. That's interesting. Punisher Jess, how did you figure out that rose hips were the
culprit? That's a real elimination diet. That's like you had everything. It was rose hips. Do you want to come in the hot seat, Punisher Jess, and talk to us about gastrointestinal distress?
Your rose hips journey. But anyways, that's my big update, JoJo. No dumpster fire for the Olipop. It's coming. I'm not sure. We're going to have to really...
This.
We have a bunch of guests lined up, but I don't know if we need to like make a guest endure this. You know what I mean? And I don't know. Part of me thinks we should put a couple in the mail to our boy. Have him hop back on for like 5 minutes. To Dan, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe we will.
Maybe we will. Who knows?
We'll see. I haven't checked in with him since. I don't know if it caused him any. To put a cap on this one, how many cans did I polish off last week? The answer to that, I would say, is probably only, I mean, one. I didn't like it. It didn't taste good. So I wasn't revisiting it. I wasn't chugging it, which I will sometimes do. I'll usually finish something that we drink on the show. And I did not last week.
You did text me after the show and said that one of your kids agreed that watermelon was disgusting.
Yes.
In which I replied, how could you let your kid drink that watermelon poppy?
Well, I did think, you know, it's not... The ingredients didn't seem so bad, but then I didn't know then what I know now.
My goodness. Well,
he's doing okay.
He's doing good. So,
oh my God,
tonight, okay. What were we going to say?
I'm sorry. This is another viewer comment from Splee. This is a quote from the National Institutes of Health, some paper on prebiotics. Prebiotics exert an osmotic effect in the intestinal lumen and are fermented in the colon. They may induce gaseousness and bloating. Abdominal pain and diarrhea only occur with large doses. Well, an increase in gastroesophageal reflux has recently been associated with large daily doses. Okay, so a couple cases of Minion soda for the kids, and we should be good.
Let's get this update from Punisher Jess, too, about the rose hips. Ha ha, I tried a vitamin D supplement that had it, and it was the only change in my diet. Then tried a CBD supplement that also happened to have it at not that long after. There you go. Good on you reading those labels.
I don't think I would have. Very good for you.
Damn. All right, well, JoJo, this is what I'm thinking for tonight, because it's just you and me, and we're counting the hours to see if we become ill. Let's take our wellness shots now, and then after that, I have some fun stuff I want to share. But okay. I kind of want to get into the wellness shots, if you're down with that.
I'd love to know in the chat if anybody else grabbed a wellness shot. I just raided Trader Joe's, I'll be honest. I went to the cooler case, and I grabbed everything that they had. So,
where in the store are these?
These are with your cold press juices, that sort of thing. You know, usually if they're in also cold brew coffee, incidentally. And it's all kind of in the same thing. Kombucha at my Trader Joe's. It's all up in there.
And is this your first one ever?
I did drink one of these once and I don't remember which. I grabbed it one day when I was feeling under the weather and said, well, let me just see if this does anything. Because
it seems like you should shake these, but I'm not seeing anywhere that it doesn't say. Wouldn't you think it would say shake?
We've got four. So we've got three of the Trader Joe's brand.
This is really bad. Either a lot of people are going to join the stream if they hear this and see this, or they're out. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a dog whistle on Twitch to So we have three Trader Joe's brand ones. We have No Joke Ginger, a juice shot, a blend of coconut water, ginger, and lemon juices with added cayenne pepper. So that's classic juice cleanse material.
Okay.
Then we've got the Mighty C. That's our Acerola cherry with 1,010% of your daily value of vitamin C. So this is all
Holy
cherry juice.
Moly.
Wow. I wonder, should cherry juice be fucking up the orange business? Because this contains 100% juice, and it has 1,010% of that
DV. Yeah, I feel like that's something.
Like poop. It's only got 2 grams of sugar.
I feel like that's something I have heard before. That cherry has a lot of vitamin C, yeah? Now, these aren't even marketed as like wellness shots or anything. It just says juice shot. It has no claims whatsoever of anything on the Trader Joe's brand. And same with, you got a Suja Organics, which just says vitamin D and zinc shot. Here's my first question, Oh, this one does no say health shake claims. Well. How much, like, we can't drink all four of these in full, right? That's probably not a good idea.
Absolutely not.
Are we doing half of each one, maybe?
These will, I think they'll keep us up. I think these will keep us up all night like a coffee drink would.
Why?
At this point. It's a bad idea, really, to do this at night.
Why would these keep us up?
I feel like some of them have, you'll see. You're going to feel a little jazzed. And I think it might, I don't know. Actually, none of these have, like, B vitamins in them. That's what.
What could possibly go wrong?
Carol and I were talking about before the program, and the Suja one. I didn't finish introducing these. We also have the Mighty Turmeric shot, which has got coconut water, turmeric, lemon juice, and black pepper, and then the Suja. That's our non-TJ's brand with vitamin D and zinc, with reishi and probiotics. Huh. Okay.
I think I would like to start with the Suja one because it looks like baby diarrhea, so I'm thinking that might be the worst. And I want to just end with the cherry. That's my other request. So I'd like to start with Suja.
I'm into that. So I do think normally you would shoot these. That's what I would do. I would just chug it. Because my experience with these, be they at like juice places or like a Whole Foods or even in these tiny bottles,
yeah,
is that they're disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Like the taste is not.
Well, we don't want to shoot the whole thing.
What we're after.
I'm going to try to do like a quarter of the first one.
Okay.
What's on the nose on this?
Smells delightful. Very gingery. Mmm. Just smells like fresh ginger. You don't like it.
Oh, holy moly.
Daddy. I like. The Trader Joe's ones have a cool feature, which we'll talk about when we drink one. You doing it?
Yeah, I'll do a limit. Oh.
Mm.
Yeah. Ooh, it's got a real zap there for you. I'm getting the pepper. I'm getting the ginger. It leaves a little spice on the back of my kind of tongue and throat.
Yeah, feel it immediately down my sternum.
Like I like it, though.
Heartburn. But it does taste good. It tastes like kind of what you want a ginger juice to taste like. And it rarely does.
I'm taking a little bit more sip of this one. I think I might want to be able to circle back on these. So,
dude. Yeah. Second, the ingredients here, we've got water, pineapple juice. That's what that little zap is. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's got that.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. So then we've got apple juice. Raspberry puree, organic ginger juice, organic turmeric juice, lemon juice, ground black pepper. So this is very similar to our Mighty Turmeric. I feel like these need to go head to head.
Do you wear contacts? Sorry, this is a non-beverage related.
No.
How can you read that? Maybe I think it's my lighting in here. I can't read it.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. Was it hard for you to read?
Yeah. It was. It was a challenge. I don't read often, but when I do.
It must just be the light in here. It is very tiny, though.
It is.
Okay, and sorry. That's a weird sidetrack. Okay.
Can we get a Mighty Turmeric next? Because I think it's pretty much the same.
I would love to.
Except this one's got coconut water, so it's a different delivery mechanism.
Okay. These are 100% juice, which is interesting to me, and I like that.
And I got to talk about these little, this cool thing, I think, on the back of the Trader Joe's ones. It tells you each one bottle serving contains the juice of, and basically tells you how you could make it. 3/4 of a coconut, 2.5 slices of turmeric root, 1 wedge of lemon, a sprinkle of black pepper.
I'm getting my shining a light so I can read this. Like an old man. Oh, there we go.
This one smells like...
It's 1/4 of a coconut, yeah.
Three.
What?
It's 1/4, you're right. Don't have my glasses on. I said 3/4 is 1.
Okay, that makes me feel better. Okay, let's try this one.
It smells like carrots. which is weird because there's no carrots in it, even though it is orange. And I'm telling you that it has nothing to do with the color of this. If you had blindfolded me, I would have said it smells like fresh grated carrots. Dirt.
Yeah, it doesn't have as much. Did you say there was ginger in this or wasn't?
On the bottom, it says just turmeric root.
Then why did you say this one was similar to the other one? I'm so goddamn confused. I love
it. Well, because it's got turmeric root in it.
And the other one does too?
And black pepper. And lemon juice. Yep.
This one smells earthier to me.
Ooh. Savory.
Oh, no, no, no.
Ooh. The aftertaste on this bed, Larry, tastes like vomit.
How is this?
This tastes like I just threw up.
How is this a thing? Like, what a fucking brilliant person that thought up of this con. How much is this tiny little bottle? How much was this?
Why don't you guess?
I mean, $3.50?
Too much.
Oh, it's less than that?
Less.
Oh, that's nice. $2.50?
$1.99.
Okay. All right. That's more reasonable.
If I was an Olipop salesperson, you would have just bought three cases.
Here's the thing. Oh, that is horrible. This makes me think that someone at Olipop or Poppy drank this and was like, listen, they're selling those and they taste like garbage.
Right.
And they're quote unquote healthy. Let's make a soda.
We can make Stevia Jolly Ranchers and toss them in the mix there.
A can. There you go. Okay, let's go to No Joke Ginger. You down with that?
I am. Very. So yeah, this one, 1/4 of a coconut, 3 slices of ginger root, 1 wedge of lemon, 1 sprinkle of cayenne pepper.
Wait, a different pepper on this one?
Different pepper.
No cayenne. Shit.
A little heat. Okay. Which is supposed to do something to, like, razz your metabolism. I did that thing, that lemon juice maple syrup cleanse once. For a week.
Classic. Clean your out, eh?
That did.
This one smells very similar to the Suja, but I'm guessing does not taste similar. Here we go. Whoa. They're not fucking around with that cayenne pepper.
I don't even know if it is the cayenne.
Something spicy in there.
I think it's the ginger.
That packs a fucking punch. At least this one makes you feel something. It doesn't taste good. I think it tastes better than the one right before, the Mighty Turmeric one, though. This is no joke.
Do you? I guess so. The ginger forward, I appreciate that a little more. I got to take a sip of water.
Yeah, I just had a little lemon LaCroix. Brother. God, representing the Chris Farron cup. Good on you.
I try. And for those of you who haven't ordered the cup yet, I think you can head over to... I think I had to go to Polyvinyl Records store and purchase that.
We need to take it easy on these. I really don't think we should have more than half of each one of these.
Oh, I'm done. I'm good. One sip. I got this.
Okay.
All right. I don't think I'm going back. I see no reason to.
I want one more sip of the one we just had, but I'm going to circle back to it just because it packs such a punch. It makes me feel something, which is really interesting. Okay.
Sorry. Should we hit on the cherry one?
Please. I'm really excited about this one for some reason.
This has one ingredient. 12 cherries. That's it. That's cool.
That is cool. What if this was like... Wait, whoa. What happens when you have too much vitamin C, though? Isn't that a thing?
You pee it out. You can't overload.
You really can't?
No. Okay. I mean, maybe there is, like, maybe you don't want to go, like, drinking four of these a day. Follow the Olipop rule of start with one. But vitamin C, you'll pee it out. That's my understanding.
Before you smell this.
I already did.
Okay, never mind then.
Sorry. What's your question for yourself?
I don't have a sense. I really have no idea what this will smell like, you know? But I'm going to go for it right now. Oh, it is sort of cherry-y plus like...
Yeah.
Like another fruit, almost like kind of just like fruit.
It is. It does kind of taste like, smell like fruit. Like it could be apples.
Yeah.
Could be a plum.
It's a nice smell though.
Yeah. I'm surprised at how juicy it smells. I know I said it was just made of cherry juice, but geez. I'm taking a swig.
Let's take a swig.
Oh. Oh. Hmm.
This is kind of my thing.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's, I don't even know. It tastes like fruit juice. But like when you try to make yourself, because it, there's no added sugar in it.
Yeah.
It tastes fresh. It tastes tart. This is where I feel like people get the whole idea of tart cherry flavor from. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You know, when you eat an actual cherry, you don't, it's not tart.
Yeah. I like this a lot.
Too. Only 15 calories, $2. If you have a vitamin C deficiency,
This
would be good for you.
Yeah, this is a
good product. Fine product.
Input situation.
Okay. I can already rank these, dude.
I'm circling back to No Joke Ginger real quick, and then I'm going to do one more sip of Suja. Woo! No Joke Ginger. Oh, my God. I don't know why I like that. I like what it puts me through.
It's a good hit. Holy crap. Have you gone back to Mighty Turmeric yet?
I will. I'm not looking forward to it, but I will. That's gross. All right, I'm going back to Suja. And then I'm going to polish it off with a little more of the Mighty C Acerola Cherry.
Mm-hmm. This is fascinating.
This is fascinating.
Okay. Well, that shit tastes good.
Okay.
I got this.
Go for it. You go first.
Okay. Taste rankings, it's no contest. But I do feel like I have like a usefulness ranking, which is different. What do you want me to do first?
Taste ranking.
Suja, number one, without a doubt, tastes delicious. You can taste that raspberry puree. You can taste it. It just tastes like a delicious juice drink. Fruity, tasty. Followed up next by the cherry one. I was so surprised by it. I almost put the ginger one, though, because it does. See, here's where we get a little into the wooiness of the wellness shot, because I feel like turmeric at the bottom. Doesn't taste good. But I think that the ginger one, I like the blast, right? The blast of ginger that makes you feel like it's doing something. Makes it feel like medicine. It doesn't taste good, but it is. It's like a fisherman's friend lozenge. You ever mess with those?
Totally.
It's like that kind of thing where it's blasting the crap out of your gullet. And when it does that, you've got, you know, it makes you think like, oh, I'm getting better. This is good. This is what I needed. So I'm here for that. Even though it appears to have no nutritional value whatsoever. It's got some carbs. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, and then the turmeric shot, I could see getting into that as well, but it seems it doesn't taste good. And so unless a doctor was like, you need more turmeric in your diet, I would go with that. So then usefulness, The only thing I would flip is the cherry and the ginger, because I feel like the Suja has got a scant 100% of your vitamin C, 100% vitamin D, which my doctor does tell me I need more of. So here for that, some zinc, 100% of your zinc, and then some weird minerally bits, you know, and it tastes fucking delicious. So I would do that, the ginger. The cherry, I'm putting third only because I don't think I need that much vitamin C. I think I'm doing all right in that department. And then the turmeric, again, last, because why am I doing this to myself?
I like it. I like it a lot. I think if I'm going taste, I'm going to go... The cherry one, I could just see it being like a daily thing almost. Then I'll go the Suja, and then I'll go no joke ginger, and then at the bottom, turmeric. As far as usefulness, honestly, I think the Mighty C cherry, the Suja, and the ginger, I'm almost going to rank all of them equal peers, and it's more like a what do I need today kind of situation.
Oh,
like I really like all of them.
Keeping them all in your little beverage medicine cabinet.
Yeah, and then the turmeric, I just have no use for that one at all. But my biggest takeaway of these is I like them, and I wonder, I could see buying the ginger one from time to time just to, like, wake up. It yes. really kind of gave a nice jolt that feels really nice. I feel, yeah, or maybe it's the combination of all four of these. We're going to be up all fucking night, aren't we?
I think so. Do you feel what I'm feeling? Do you feel a little bit blasted? And then I think there's something about, I've talked about it before, that the citric acid quality of these things, it kind of makes me feel a little bit slurry.
Oh, interesting. I
so
feel nice. Like,
I do. I feel good too. A little sweaty, a little here, but yeah, you know, turmeric is a funny one. Cause like it's the thing that gives like curry its yellow color, right?
Okay.
And it's one of these things that people say like it, you know, is anti-inflammatory, which always feels too vague for my liking.
Sure.
But so yeah, like I'm not sure. I feel like it probably got a boost during COVID, you know? People thinking like, oh, what if I was just uninflamed?
True.
How about that? Anyway, all right. Yeah, I would hit these again.
I would definitely hit these.
I think it is. It is a nice little pick me up. I think, especially when you're sick and you're not supposed to really have caffeine, it's a good wake up tool. And I could imagine if your sinuses are really, if you really need to blast your sinuses, I think maybe any of these might. But clearly, this ginger would really do it up.
Yeah.
I feel like the cayenne. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. What now?
Yeah. Well now, first off, bless you, Randy, and the chat is telling the chat, if you have Amazon Prime, you get a free Twitch sub each month. It helps the guys out. If you sub to T-Bash Live, I mean, Randy, I ride or die with you, Randy. I really appreciate that. That's incredible.
Truly.
This is what I want to do, Jojo. I've got a couple videos and then I got an article I want to share. This first video, I'm not encouraging alcohol consumption, but I really just thought this was a really well done, showcase. I just thought this was interesting. A lot of you may have seen this. I feel like this has gotten a gazillion views recently. I'll show you what I'm talking about. And I don't even think the podcast listeners will have to see this to enjoy it. Cause you will be able to tell by the inflection of everyone's voice, kind of what's going on. Can you see that?
Are you sure they shouldn't also subscribe to us on Twitch?
I think they should.
Okay.
I mean, personally, and go check out our stream there. And, or if you want to go on our YouTube page and see what we're talking about right here, that would be cool. Sub there. I like all of it at T-Bash Live. Here we go. Check this out.
Yeah. Ciara, and this is my first drink of the night. This is Ciara. This is my, I think, 12th drink of the night.
Well.
Hi, my name is Jim, and this is my first drink of the night. Hey, this is Jim. This is my last drink of the night. We're finishing on a Coors Light. Howdy.
Would you say hi?
My name is Megan. This is my first drink of the night. Oh.
Hi, my name is Megan. This is my last drink of the night.
Megan!
Hi, my name is Jess. This is my first drink of the night.
This is me, not me. I would never drink this of the night.
I am mesmerized by this. Whoever had, I have a feeling this is maybe like a trend too.
It is. I've seen a British version of this. I have not seen this. Yes.
But it is a very, I mean, listen, again, I'm not condoning drinking. I just think this is a fascinating portrayal of what happens with alcohol.
Hi, I'm Aiden. This is my first drink of the night. You guys think? My name's Aiden. This is my... last drink of the night.
Like, everybody just looks like a psycho at the end. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I love it. What you all are not seeing is, like, people purposely, like, waterfalling themselves, like, holding their drinks, like, 4 feet up above their head, or, like, holding the cup with their teeth, or drinking Coors Lights. It's great.
They look this is my first drink of the night.
Dang, it's a competition. Hi, my name's Sam. This is my last drink. We're competing.
Why is alcohol legal?
I don't
why
know.
Is it legal?
It,
it makes no sense.
Jacob here. First drink, done. I had 10 beers.
Oh my god.
This is my last Kit Kat of the night.
Hi, my name is Amanda. This is the first drink of the night.
Hi, I'm Mandy, and this is my last drink of the night.
I don't know why. I mean, it's pretty funny.
Ah, that's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is crazy. It's pretty. It turns us into beasts, one and all.
It really does.
It's a famous historical property of alcohol across cultures, and yet we still encourage binge drinking.
Yeah, it's kind of. It's really kind of messed up when you like that. Is like. Such a like bulletproof example of what can go wrong. I mean, yes. It's not even showing anything going wrong, but you can see in people's eyes all the things that went wrong after their second clip, probably.
Do you think, I don't mean to make this dark, but like if you work for, you know, MAD or one of these organizations, do you not take this trend and make the dark version of this as a don't drink and drive ad or something?
Like it's one of these, and then fade to black in the text, like Amanda killed eight people. That's where you're going with this?
Yeah, I guess. Or maybe it's like them in handcuffs. It doesn't have to be quite that bleak or something, you know, like, or doing the, doing like the sobriety test.
That's pretty good. I think mine is a little more powerful.
It is.
But somebody clip this and send it to them. I mean, if
you're involved to your narc friends. I'm just kidding. You want to... Yeah, let's see them do that. They should. I don't think they're going to get on it fast enough. That's my problem.
I'm just going to say for the third time of this segment, I am not promoting alcohol in any stretch of the imagination. And if anything, I'm honestly saying, like, booze is crazy. It probably shouldn't be legal. Let's move on.
Okay, then.
But speaking of, if you want to bring booze into a music festival this summer, here's
you know
a fun article of sneaking booze and pot into music festivals. I thought this was fun, and I thought our listeners would enjoy this. Have you ever snuck booze into a festival or anywhere? Have you snuck booze?
Of course.
What kind of situation might you have snuck booze?
I have certainly snuck booze into concerts.
Okay.
Into outdoor concerts specifically. There's a lot of those in venues in Los Angeles, your Hollywood Bowls and the Greek theaters. And the Hollywood Bowl lets you bring in a picnic basket. They don't let you bring in booze for licensed events, aka non like Philharmonic concerts. For those ones, you can bring in whatever you want. But you are going to go see like REM at the Hollywood Bowl, you're not supposed to bring in booze. But if you're a sneak about it, you can. You bring it in something that they are not likely to clock as alcohol. You don't bring a six-pack of beer or a bottle of Tito's. You get a box of wine, maybe, or you put it in like a water bottle or something like that, and you just put that in the thing. They're not really like taste testing this stuff. But I'm not condoning drinking either.
Well, this is going to be so up your alley. I used to... a play I used to do in New York a lot is I would be at a bar, be drinking, having fun, go out and have a cigarette and pop into the bodega and buy like another beer and stick it in my pants and go back in the bar, because at the bodega it was like $2. At that bar it was $8.
Yes.
So that was a move I used to do all the time. Okay. But this is funny. Okay. So here's some... in this guide, there's the floppy flask. So it's like a soft flask that you can put on your person easily, right?
Yes.
So that's kind of fun.
I've seen these. I've seen there are some like jackets and hoodies and stuff that people have been trying to sell. These are like Kickstarter products, but where you can kind of, or they've probably filled them with these so that you can find a way to basically hide like a gallon of alcohol on your person.
Oh, nice. We've got... this one's great. A fake ice pack. That's pretty brilliant.
I love that. And that's the one. If you showed me that, just a picture of that ice pack and said, is this frozen? I would say absolutely not, because they don't stay frozen ever. They're always just sloshing liquid around them. You know what I mean? They're love never it. Quite right.
This next one I really like. The secret sunscreen flask.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I mean, that's incredible. Why.
That is. I also feel that's the one I see opening in my backpack.
What do you mean?
Right? The top comes off and all of a sudden your backpack is full of tequila. 6 ounces of tequila or whatever that holds. That's the other thing. Flasks in general are a weird concept, right? Because they're always in like movies. The accessory of drunks. Across like through history, it's like, oh, let's take a little nip here. I'm gonna pass this around to me and my friends. We're gonna be walking around hugging lampposts and singing old songs and sipping on the flask. A flask holds like 4 ounces of liquid. They're not big. So unless this is like a Costco sized bottle of Copper Tone that could hold like, you know, say 16 ounces of hard liquor, is this really getting the job done, or is it saving you like $12?
I bet itself
is not cheap or free.
I kind of disagree with you about the flask, though, because I feel like a full flask for one person of booze, that'll fuck you up. I feel like that is enough, plenty of booze to light someone up.
Okay. Next one of these we do when we have no guests, we're going to have a flask of booze. Okay, and we'll just drink it over the course of the episode, and we'll see if anybody is drunk.
So hammered.
I don't think you will be. I think you're going to be just fine.
Oh my gosh. Shea Bobe says, snuck booze to see a Meg Myers with Roro playing, LOL. That's amazing, Shea Bobe.
Oh, amazing.
I really like this sunscreen one, though. I think that's a hit right there.
Christopher says, all good until you mix up the bottles. Fair point.
Fair point.
Ooh.
Okay. Love this. A branded Monster stash can. We think the Monster Energy drink will look the most convincing for going through security at your next outdoor. This is weighted to make it more realistic. It is the perfect size, looks realistic, and when you twist it closed, it has a light seal on it to contain smell, writes one fan. How do they get away with this? Is it Monster like in license? Like how? Because it literally says Monster here. I'll go to this real quick.
Doesn't that seem kind of crazy?
It's crazy.
It could be. I think it could be something that they are selling Or someone's made 100 different ones of these that you can get.
Yeah, that's probably more like
So that's stash can. That's probably not beverage related.
Yeah, this is for your weed and whatnot. That's a different podcast. Oh, I like this. An umbrella flask.
Love that.
That's brilliant.
Does the umbrella open?
Funny you ask. I'm going to tell you. No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Still, really
pretty fucking cool.
Really brilliant.
Again, and don't mix them up. Be so bummed to find out that you accidentally packed your flask.
There's the flask cane. That's pretty funny.
Huh.
And a tampon flask.
Wow.
This doesn't look.
See, this is a volume issue.
Again. What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, okay. Here's what I do like about this. These are probably measured pours, right? You could, if say this, you have a pack of what would look like you have a box of 8 tampons. If that actually makes 8 mixed drinks, you know, it's like one for each, easy to divide up, easy to count your drinks. If you're at a festival, especially if it's outdoors, like Coachella in the heat, something like that.
Yeah.
You gotta watch out for these things.
Here's a tie that has 8 ounces of liquid. Won't raise any eyebrows at the ska show. That's pretty funny.
That's a pretty tough one to pull off if you're just like wearing a tie for no reason. Bracelet flask is a no for me.
Let's see. That's it. For me, the winner of the night is clearly the umbrella flask, although Splee says... there are probably a lot of places that are banning umbrellas for safety. That is interesting. But at the same time, I also feel like umbrellas are allowed. Or are they not? Am I wrong about that?
Right. If you can't see, it becomes a security risk. That's the whole thing.
Okay. So in that case, I would say for like going to a picnic or a concert, I like the sunscreen one then.
Okay. Yeah, so it's $14.95. I'm just going to say, I don't know what it holds.
I'm going to tell you right now.
But that right there is it's kind of like, that's still a premium beverage. That's even like a festival beverage right there.
But
so
you got
to really be ready to use it.
Yeah, you get to reuse it. It holds 8 ounces of booze. Which I do think is less. I'm going to look up a typical flask to see how much a typical flask holds. Let's just go to this REI one. That looks kind of cool, right?
That looks great.
I like it. It is 8 fluid ounces. Now, is a shot 2 fluid ounces, I believe?
Isn't it 1.5?
Let's look that up. 1.5. Okay, so what's 8 divided by 1.5? 8 divided by, where's the divided by?
Well, it's a little more than 4.
5? 5. 5.3. So that's 5 drinks. So you're telling me if we do a podcast, a stream where we each have a flask filled with bourbon, that you wouldn't be a goner at the end of the flask, is what you're saying.
We're going to find out on a future episode. I don't think so.
Good
God. I think it'd be okay. Because I think most drinks you make, you're putting in 2 shots or 3, right? If these are like cocktails, these are, you know, they're all alcohol. That's like 2 martinis is your flask.
No, you are out of your mind.
People, back me up. No. This is, I am telling you, this has got to happen. I do agree with this Shea Bobe saying sneaking a flask, then asking for a free soda is the move. Like that was also another sneaky place is you go to the movies and you bring in, you get like the little pint bottles and then you'd buy a soda at movies and then you just dump that thing in there.
I like that move.
That would fuck you up. You know?
I've been as brazen and snuck 40 ounces into the movie theater. You know, I'm not worried about the movie theater ushers.
You think you take the security there? Take the heat?
They do not scare me. That's crazy.
One thing, it is. I wanted to share a piece of news that I don't think we talked about. Now it's going to be buried an hour into this episode. But we do have a mailing address now. So if you want to send us anything to check out, we have a mailing address. I'm not going to say it on the air right now because I don't have it. Actually, I do have it in front of me. I literally do. However, we'll share it. It's in our Discord. I will gladly share it if you email us. I just jacked up my volume. There we go. But yeah, if you want to send us a package of any kind, you can do so. We'll share that address with you on the internet. So if you've been waiting, you've been sitting on a sunscreen flask for Roro that you really want him to have, you can now get it to us. And actually, a fan did in the Discord, in the Mr. Snackers fan art section, shared something that they made, which is a laser cut wooden duck.
Hold on, let me get in there.
And that's coming at us.
Oh, should I wait then?
Oh, yeah, I guess you should.
I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till you're holding it in your hands. That's incredible. All right. That's amazing. I think that's good for tonight, JoJo. I would love to. Will we have to do one of our favorite segments of the show first?
We certainly do. And now that you say that, I'm going to pull it up. There was also something that you were going to do.
Yes.
Possibly to end the show.
Randy said THC Bev soon, question mark. Yes, we are scheduling that soon. And we have something really special planned for it. And we just have to iron out the logistics. But we have some, very, very special. Next week, we're still figuring out the beverage because our guest is remote in a different state. And we're hoping to do hard kombuchas. We'll post on social media and the Discord that soon. But we realize that you can't send hard kombuchas because they need to be refrigerated. So we're ironing out some logistics there. But keep an eye on the Instagram and Discord for that. And we'll let you know what we're drinking exactly. It's going to be a fun one. And right now, JoJo, are you ready for
Brian's question? Hey, when we started the show, we did 100 questions from 100. Andy's brother-in-law, Brian.
100.
We went through all 100. When we relaunched as a live stream, he wrote 100 more. Here's question 14.
Hit it.
Is an ice maker separate from the fridge, the modern trash compactor? Or will we see it continue to permeate homes for the foreseeable future? Wow. This has been the ice maker separate from the fridge. Have we not talked about this? Certainly every other episode of this show.
Yeah.
Again, he did this before episode one. Question 14 is a doozy. I love this because the trash compactor, you know this, if you've ever rented a home, a vacation home anywhere, they have this and it doesn't work, right? It's about a foot wide and it's the size of a kitchen trash can, basically. A big, thick metal door that's probably like tilted because, again, it doesn't work. But the idea was it could compact your trash and leave it in a little cube so you could save space in landfills and garbage bags and what have you. No one used them ever until they used them once and they broke. And they still exist in homes. So, yeah, will a separate ice maker, the standalone ice maker, a pebble ice machine, any of these things that like Chris Farron was making his ice cubes with, or I believe Matty Ross is making ice cubes with, or Matty Ross's brother maybe was making ice cubes with.
Yes.
What do you think?
The Opal. I think Brian has a really good point that those ice machines are really only going to stay in use with, I'm going to be generous here and say 15% of the people that buy them. I think most people will outgrow them and realize that, you know, the ice maker on the refrigerator is sufficient. I do think, though, if you're entertaining a lot, if you're making cocktails a lot, I do think those portable side machines do offer something. But I think for the most part, they're going to start collecting dust at some point. And they just take up too much room for most people.
I think that's it. I mean, I think the only reason why I guess they wouldn't become the modern trash compactors because you can get rid of them. Where the problem with the trash compactor is it requires a kitchen reno. Like you have to figure out something else that's going to take that space. You can't just remove it. But where these, I think he's just talking about like a countertop one.
I think
or
so.
Or like a hotel sized one. And those are here. I'm, you know, they're here as long as people want them.
Yeah.
And I do want one. I just don't have the space for it. Would fucking love it.
I like those little opal cues. Oh, so nice. So nice.
Great question, Brian.
Really solid stuff.
Mm. So there is one.
Go on.
Yeah,
please.
Go off.
You go on. You
no, please. You go off. This is yours. You set it up. You go.
Well, I wanted to end the night. I wanted to take one round at Root Beer Tapper with you. If you guys might indulge me, but hold on. I don't know if it's working. Let me see if it's working real quick.
It better be.
Hold on just a minute here. Is it working?
So for those who don't know, Roro had put Root Beer Tapper. This is just the PG version of Beer Tapper, aka Tapper, the arcade game. He wanted to get a score of 20,000 points or more. He went and visited his brother.
Yes.
And he got a high score of well over 20,000. However, in a slightly tragic turn, your high scores were erased today, you said.
They were. I had a little problem with the retro gaming, as I kind of am now. And I had to reinstall everything. So now my high score on here, I don't think I have a problem getting to 20,000. My goal lately, I'm less enamored by score, and I'm trying to get to level 10.
Oh, and we got to put that on the vision board.
And maybe it's going to happen right now if you guys will indulge me in this one game. This is level 2 right here.
Have you ever seen anyone get to level 10?
Yeah, well, so I have gone down on YouTube, and like someone with the current high score is this woman that played for 24 hours straight, and so her score is like in the millions.
Jesus.
And
the other one. Oh, you got it. Shit.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Is it always the same?
No, no. That thing always changes, but I've gotten really good at finding it. And listen, this level here, like that level 3, this is probably where I got 20,000 points the first time. It used to take me a lot longer to clear these levels, but as I've gotten better, I'm not getting as many points as fast, but I'm clearing the levels, which that seems to be the name of the game.
Oh, really? Okay, so there is no strategy that should include trying to milk these levels for points.
There is. It seems like, no, that the biggest going strategy is like you got to clear it. Because also, if you start kind of dilly-dallying, they start moving faster and you can pay the price for it. So you kind of want to just like get through as fast as you can. Now you'll see that some tips show up. Most players don't get the tips, but, that one woman does like to get some tips.
The character in the game who's asking
sorry, no,
for
do you see
beer?
Like on the bottom level right now, there's like,
yeah,
money
yeah I
on
see the
table.
Little money on the corner for those watching.
Yeah. Like, so like I could go get that right now and I get more points.
It seems like such a boon. We got to look at that screen again that tells you what the point totals, but like picking
it's,
up
no,
a tip
it's a lot
is like
more points, but
2,000 points.
if you want to have longevity in the game, see, this is already getting harder for me because they're really moving.
Where and am you like, blame I that on getting get the tips.
No, not necessarily. I just blame it on just not going gung-ho and clearing this level quick enough. Oh, boy. See, now... I don't know. This is
you truly
really
have, as Randy has pointed out, you have stepped your game up. Oh, this is without even showing off the... you sound stressed out.
So, watch. I'm going to try to get fat.
By the way, look at this. Score, for those listening, is already 18,700. He's ripping. He's only gotten one tip.
Okay, extra guy just happened at 20,000.
Okay. Nice.
Okay. We'll go level 5 here. Now, the thing about level 10 is...
A duck just landed on your head. Yeah. How have we not talked about that?
It's in the flow is what it is.
Any programmers out there who can make T-Bash Tapper, is that even possible?
Yeah,
someone absolutely could mod this, right?
Yep. Okay, now check this out. So, all right, this next board, things change up. But level 10 is a whole level I have never seen. So this next world, as you're going to see, is it gets crazier.
All the way on the end? No. No, man.
I'm pro at that.
I'm paying attention. Oh, my God. Now they're going from two directions?
Yeah. Crazy.
Who are all these punks? You're at, like, the house party. That was a close one. God, could you imagine drinking this much root beer? This guy's hands must be so sticky.
Okay, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty
currently
good.
So this is now level 6. You're at 30,700 points.
Yeah. Thanks for indulging me on this, JoJo.
I mean, and thanks I love
to
it.
The Bevheads.
Oh, my God.
Gotta make some moves. No.
All right, so what do you have left? You got...
I think I have 2 guys left. I'd really like to make it past this level 7.
You're not even worried about the point total right now. You just want
No. Yeah. I need to get to a place where I can really get a hold of the game. And the other thing is the points really do start adding up because as it's getting so fast like this. So
right, you're slinging like, so many roots.
I'll get that crazy high score.
You're collecting, and level 7 Emberly explained the conceit of the game. You are pouring root beers and sliding them down the bar at patrons, and then you're collecting the empties that they're sliding back at you. And you're trying to do this all before the empties crash on the floor. And is there a penalty if you...
Oh, no! I almost just cleared that I sent it to the wrong...
I was just going to ask what happens if you oversend. You don't want to overserve. No, there's nobody there to collect the root beer. That's it. But you're racking up the score because you did clear the level, or whatever. You did the equivalent of it. You just didn't then finish the job.
But I almost just cleared that level. Come on.
Boom, boom.
Come on. Yes. Okay. I'm on level 8. Wait. I'm at level 8.
Oh, okay. So we didn't just make history.
I'm getting to 8. No. I've gotten past 8 and I've gotten to 9. I've never beat 9.
Imagine if you're actually listening to this as a podcast still.
Well, that's why we're doing this at the end, because this is... Has everybody left the stream?
No. They're all watching.
Oh! It's the most
game over. Wow.
Okay.
47,200 points.
So that's pretty good for me. Look, that's my number one of today. My highest that I've gotten, if I'm going to be honest, though, is 65,000. And again, on like a similar on.
Why
like
wouldn't you
level.
Be honest?
I would definitely be honest. Okay. Well, that's fun. I really, really you know, I said it once before. I believe it's in the Discord. It's on our link tree. Actually, if you go anywhere on our socials, you can play this in a web browser with your keyboard. I'm obsessed with it. And it is really fun. And it's comforting. Yeah, that's all I got. That's all I got, JoJo.
So is there Splee is asking, so is this just practice or is the controller really working for you?
I am use. I was tell just if that's using
a slam.
I was using the controller.
There it is.
Yeah, what is that exactly? But I think they're. I'm using the controller and I love it. But I imagine you could get just as good at the game using your keyboard for sure. But I love the controller.
I think so.
Oh, Kansas. That's beautiful. I always love watching my cousin play this game. Major nostalgia. I also cannot wait to get my hands on the real game. I think they have one, JoJo, at that place in Echo Park, that video game place.
Button Mesh.
Echo Park.
They do. They also have a tremendous cheeseburger, but that's a different podcast.
Maybe we'll do a road trip there.
A road trip. That's easy. We can do that one. Put that on the vision board and knock it down. And then what are we saying? Utah in the fall, winter time. We're going to go do some, go shred.
Oh, I would love to go shred, but I almost feel like it's more of a, I don't know why. I see us going to the soda drive-thrus in the summer. I don't know why. Or fall.
That's true.
I don't feel snow. I don't know why. Although I'd love to go.
I was thinking about it as well. Like the desert heat.
Yeah. Yeah. And a little road trip action. Like we'll maybe fly up there, but then we'll rent a Sprinter van or something that we'll sleep in. Maybe we should buy a T-Bash Sprinter van. If we get enough subs. There you go.
Hypothetical bottle of hot sauce for any T-Bash live sub. You better believe it. Listen, there is going to be a hot sauce. You'll see. You'll see.
I love it. I love it. Thanks everybody for joining the stream tonight. And if you're listening on the podcast, we love you as well. And last but not least,
go fuck yourself.